There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every user need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, these are truly firearms at the highest level.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, Innovation Cube.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
Good morning to you on this Tuesday, and it is 7 minutes after the hour. We are excited to be with you today. Now look at the book. This is important for you and for me as we go to Righting the Right. We are looking at the book because on writingtheright.com, where you can learn more about us, you could see what shows we have for the week ahead. You could download podcasts. You could look at some videos. When I was in Boston for Boston Revival opportunities, you could look at Agenda 21 and the corruption that is coming through the international direction of the communist regime. And you also get a weekly thought and a weekly verse. I'd like to share that as our look at the book this morning. And it comes from 1 Corinthians 7:17. And hat tip to David Jeremiah's Pathways, Your Daily Walk with God. He's entitled it, What Good Would I Be? 1 Corinthians 7:17 reads, But as God has distributed to each one, so let him walk. In Argentina, everyone is required by law to spend 2 years in the military service. One fellow showed up at the induction center objecting, What good would it be? I have no arms. They put him in the army anyway. That's right. At basic training camp, his commanding officer said, See that fellow up there on the hill pumping water? Go tell him when the pail is full. He's blind. Sometimes we get caught up asking, What good would I be? And believing we have nothing to offer of service to God. As it turns out, we are all functioning parts of the whole body of Christ, and though we may not see the value of the gifts and the abilities God has given us, He has a plan to use them in union with the unique talents of other believers to achieve a particular goal. In fact, He handpicked each worker and personally assigned their different abilities, knowing that that's where they would thrive and serve Him best. My dear Christian friend, do not wish for another believer's talents, for yours were given to you by your Creator, the one who knew your name even as He created the universe. Take joy in knowing that He has given you exactly what you were supposed to have. Zig Ziglar once wrote, and that's our thought for the week, we should never lessen the gifts and talents that God has given us. So use them wisely, and you will be encouraged by the process of using them. And as you do that, you also will be encouraging other people in the same way. Well, folks, I want to share with you in this first hour my Christian perspective on the news. The second hour, we're going to be talking about a healthcare alternative to Obamacare called MD Plus. You can learn even more about it by clicking on the MD Plus icon on my website, and that one is available for you at writingtheright.com. The third hour on politics, we're going to have Citizens for Self-Governance with Convention of States Project, a national project for each of our states to take back America in a constitutional way. But first, I want to share with you a new voice in America's battle against political corruption. Now, this is published by The Conservative Way, conservatively.net. Pinpricks, no. Annihilation, yes. Saturday, August 9th, I had been able, says the author, I would have reached out to shake Mr. Obama's hand, even pat him on the back for his announced stand against the ISIS forces massed in northern Iraq to murder tens of thousands of Yazidi refugees trapped on Mount Sinjar and threatening to overrun Kurdish forces and an American consulate in the Kurdish regional capital of Erbil. For once in his presidency, Obama sounded confident and committed to do everything short of putting troop boots on the ground to halt the murderous advance of a hellish terrorist enemy, the likes of which we haven't seen since the Nazis rolled through Europe. He was ready, it seemed, to send in the United States Air Force to annihilate this massive evil, rescue the innocent, and ensure ISIS could never inflict its horrors on the American people here at home. But ready to do this necessary work, Obama was not. What he said was mostly politics-driven double talk to ensure their voters who want ISIS stopped would not turn away from Democrats in the November election. It seems the only thing Obama cares about is his status as a politician. The only thing that can hold him in good stead with his base segment of the electorate is to give a false promise to stand against ISIS, while at the same time violating that promise by doing nothing that will actually hold back these barbarian murderers. Now, up until now, there have been precious few airstrikes on ISIS positions. About a dozen assaults, that's all, have taken out a few artillery pieces and some armored trucks, not nearly enough to force ISIS to break off its bloody campaign against innocent civilians and the city of Erbil. It's said the airstrikes have enabled some of the Mount Sinjar refugees to evacuate into Kurdish territory, but an estimated 80,000 still remain trapped on the mountaintop in pitiful conditions. Now, Obama wants us to think he's finished the job of saving them. Horse poop. He may stop the aid because that's all he thinks his liberal Democrat base will allow him to do. He fears them more than the rest of the nation and may even be willing to let blame fall on his shoulders if the rest of the refugees on Mount Sinjar are killed. And why not? They don't vote in the United States. Three prominent generals ridicule Obama, showing Obama up for what he's become known as a liar who has no concern at all for the future safety of the nation. These are three general officers who have achieved great distinction for their success as military leaders. They are U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, General Jack Keane, former U.S. Army Deputy Chief of Staff, and General Bob Scales, a retired Army Major General. Now, according to a recent report on the Newsmax website, the three generals agreed that if President Barack Obama is seriously about addressing the threat posed in Iraq by ISIS, he must do more than the mere pinpricks of targeted airstrikes. Lieutenant General McInerney told Fox News the limited airstrikes the United States began on Friday, August 8th, against ISIS forces were less than pinpricks and said it would take a broader air campaign strategy to hinder the advancement of ISIS militants. What kind of strategy? McInerney said. A dozen targets? No, I'm not happy. That's not a strategy. Those are less than pinpricks. We need to be hitting at least 200 targets a day. And it must be a very offensive air campaign. And it's an easy air campaign for the U.S. forces. My friend, Obama approved the airstrikes 12 days ago, as well as humanitarian and aid to refugees under siege by ISIS militants. The White House announced last Monday the United States would also provide arms to the Kurdish Peshmerga army battling ISIS. It would not be difficult to locate ISIS forces for an attack, McInerney continued, because anything moving between Syria and Erbil in Iraq is an enemy target. It's ISIS. Hit it, McInerney added. If we don't stop ISIS now and protect the Kurds, we have a huge problem, not only in the Middle East, but globally. I want to continue with General Jack Keane, but I have a special guest calling in. His name is Tim Bryce. He is local here, and he's going to be with us in just a minute or so after we take this break. And we're going to talk about something about the lame duck president, and this is sometimes why he is doing what he is doing. We'll be right back on the Glenn Pabst Show, and we're going to be talking more about Iraq and ISIS. We're going to be talking about the ways in which Obama has supposedly engineered this attack. We'll be right back.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821.
Glenn Pabst Show, Riding the Right, our latest Christian perspective on the news, and my guest for this portion of the show is Bryce. His name is Tim Bryce, and he calls it the Bryce is Right. You go to timbryce.com, that's spelled Tim, B-R-Y-C-E.com. Tim, you are locally here in the Tampa Bay area. Welcome to the Glenn Pabst Show, Riding the Right.
Glenn, it's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, I'm kind of not really known in my own backyard. I'm big up in New York and Washington, but for some reason they haven't caught on to my writings and stuff in the Tampa Bay area.
Well, you know, a prophet isn't known in his own area. He's not renowned as well. And we probably have the same thing going here, too, with our three radio stations here in the Tantalk Radio Network. We've been on for a while. I've been on for 5.5 years now, but we're still getting the word out, and that's what we need to do. Well, you've written an article that attracted me to ask you to come on and join us. You wrote an article called Our Lame Duck President. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in doing this.
Well, I'm a business consultant. I've been for the last 35 years teaching people how to build systems, and that has afforded me the opportunity to see quite a bit of the world. And I've written a lot of stuff on management and technology and whatever. And about, 10 years ago, I started writing about other things, including politics, religion, just the odd things of life, things like that. My article tomorrow is going to be about a review on America the Movie that came on out recently.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So that's going to be a good one. I had another guy talk to me yesterday talking about the Electoral College. It was a piece I wrote some time ago. And I got another thing coming out on the Paris Treaty. And a lot of people have forgotten what the Paris Treaty is, which, of course, was one of the most important documents we had, other than the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. It was the document we used to and the Revolutionary War. But that's besides all that. I wrote this piece on the lame duck a couple weeks ago, and I put it out there. I can't believe the response I'm getting to it. A lot of people have been following up on it and asking me about it. And I really do believe we have a lame duck president right now.
Well, tell us about your article. We want you to go right into it. And on this segment, we want to make this, because this is the foundation of what I'll be talking about in the rest of our news in this first hour on the Glenn Pav Show nationwide. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, you know, number one, President Obama's popularity numbers are down. We all know that. And as we're going into the midterm elections, he's become rather toxic to his own party. I mean, you've got Democratic Senate candidates such as Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, Mark Bidgrich of Alaska, Natalie Tennant of West Virginia, and Allison Grimes of Kentucky. Hey, they don't want him to come around. They don't want him anywhere near their states, you know, in terms of campaigning for him, you know, because they're not happy of what's what he's been doing out there. EPA-wise, EPA regulations was really upsetting to Kentucky and West Virginia. So anyway, they're keeping him all at arm's length, and the sad thing is about having a lame duck president, boy, we need leadership now. Now, I know a lot of people are interested in impeachment and suing the president and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, I remember Watergate quite well. I remember the Clinton impeachment trial. And, you know, that's really down and dirty. Now, yeah, maybe he does need to be impeached. I don't know. I would hope we could avoid that, because we got bigger fish to fry than wallow in all of this stuff.
That is for sure. Well, he's acting like a lame duck president, and he really is, but he's been doing that ever since his first term as well, blaming everybody else and talking about Bush's fault. He's even saying about Iraq is still Bush's fault, never taking on the responsibility, which you work in the area of trying to manage M&JB investment company. You're trying to help these companies experience proper management and consulting with them. And here, this is not proper management whatsoever from the executive branch, is it?
Well, Ed Stein in his book made the observation that he says, look, in most presidents in the past, they would call the former presidents. I remember Kennedy used to contact Dwight Eisenhower. Even Clinton contacted Nixon on stuff. But here we have a guy who won't contact and seek the advice of anybody, and he wants to do his own thing, you know, and that to me is like a earmarks of a megalomaniac. And I think he's gone off the deep end out there. Now, if we take over the Senate, if the GOP takes over the Senate, and we have all of the Congress, well, Mr. Obama still has the veto pen, but I mean, he can forget any kind of legislation, anything he wants, because it's just plain and simply not going to happen.
Exactly. Between the problems of the Middle East, Russia, the Ukraine, immigration, the variety of scandals, you write, Mr. Obama is not acting like a commander-in-chief. I can accept his many fundraising activities, golf outings, and vacations as long as he deals with the problems at hand. He is not, and more disturbingly, he gives the appearance he really doesn't care. I don't think he gives the appearance. I think he really doesn't care, and it's truly that. I mean, 186 golf outings, and if you took that, it's about 6 hours to play that, and that's 186 days out of 5.5 years that he has taken, you know, just to play golf or to go and do other things. And here we had a two-star general just this week die in Iraq and come back to Arlington, and nobody, including him, he was out, and our vice president, Biden, he was on vacation. Nobody came back. Nobody even from the Department of Defense came to the Arlington funeral. Unbelievable. Just the lack of care. But if it's somebody that's of a different nationality, perhaps he'll come back and talk about Ferguson and Ferguson, Missouri. So it's not just that he doesn't care. He doesn't take care, and he's really not pro-American at all.
Well, he's trying to really dismantle the country, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
You know, he's trying to take down the middle class. I mean, he talks about all the jobs that are being created. Well, what kind of jobs are we talking about? Flipping burgers, you know, part-time jobs, things like that, or real jobs? Our real goal in this country should be energy independence. If we'd had energy independence, we could start cultivating our own resources. We could put the country back to work, and we become the energy merchants for the world. And we wouldn't be relying on the Middle East anymore. We could extract ourselves out of there.
Exactly.
But that's another thing. I'm writing a column on the middle class, the declining middle class. Forbes had a big section on that not long ago. And if we lose the middle class, and middle class is shrinking, then we are in trouble economically and politically.
That is for sure. You know, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton, you mentioned in your article about the lame duck president, Barack Obama. They were able to give and take. As a matter of fact, Reagan did not have a Congress or a Senate that was majority Republican. He had to work with them, and he did. And they found compromise, and he got with them. He sat down with the leaders of those, and he got things done. This president, it's me and or the highway, and he doesn't even use his cabinet for reference. Narcissist person in this process.
Well, Glenn, understand too, we don't have a sense of history anymore. I mean, people have forgotten that Clinton was impeached, not Nixon. Clinton,
and
they don't understand that. And the name Ronald Reagan, well, we remember Ronald Reagan quite well, but the kids today, they have no comprehension what that means. And these are the young voters coming on up. These are the guys who put Obama into office.
He could make this, he could turn this thing around in the next 2 years, but certainly as a politician, he no longer has any influence as he's preparing to leave office. And yet he's continually candidating. And never and always looking from the outside and being unaware. His people that he has also under him are inept as well. And, you know, yes, that keeps them in the play. Well, thank you, Tim Bryce. Folks, to learn more about him, go to timbryce.com.
Thanks, Glenn. Have a good day.
All righty. Thanks for joining us today and sharing your thoughts. We'll be back, folks, with more of a look at the news on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, after these important messages.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I was recently told that if people truly believe in what they are doing, they would not hesitate to ask for help, and I truly concur. United We Stand was the motto of the 13 colonies. It must be ours today, my friend. We must become a church united to see the restoration of America, to once again be a shining city on a hill, a beacon to guide the world. We must believe the impossible and embrace to challenge. What if David had cowered when Goliath challenged? What if Esther had refused her destiny? What if Samson had believed his indiscretions could halt the mighty power of God? What if Ronald Reagan had listened to his advisors and not uttered those now famous words, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down these walls"? What happens if we refuse our moment to win? Patrick Henry cried out to his fellows with these now famous words, "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Like Patrick, it is time for us to become the patriots God has ordained us to be. The days of sitting on the sidelines waiting for others to stand have passed. It's our time, our calling, our glorious blessing to be chosen for such a time as this. We must unite to take back our nation. We must begin the quest of reclaiming our nation. If Satan can usurp what isn't his, then we can, as God's army, take back what God has given. Pastors, you have the opportunity to be the Black Robe Regiment of our day. Lead your flocks instead of sending your flocks. Embrace the moment. If you, the Christians of America, called by God, desire to be part of this effort to reclaim our heritage, contact us at The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, and let us know you desire to be a part of this united effort. We will begin the process of connecting the dots. With the aid of divine providence, we will prevail. Stand with The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, in prayer, in participation, in sponsorship, in monetary help and encouragement. Your generosity has paved the way to this point. Please help us again. Any gift would be welcomed. Prayers and encouragement will be a blessing. I believe in this mission, and I hope you will partner with us in reclaiming America. God bless you, and thank you for all you have done and what you will do in the future. For more, go to writingtheright.com. That's R-I-G-H-T, writingtheright.com. Thank you.
My life verse is 1 Timothy 1:5. The goal of our instruction is love out of a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. My friend, God bless you.
Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You could also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's The Glenn Pav Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep Righting the Right.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous.
We have this need to be courageous, and the Tea Party Group and the Glenn Pav Show are the ones that are standing out for you, and we hope we are the leaders for you, but we also need each and every one of you to participate. We need to give this word out, and we need to give you the news from a biblical, constitutional, conservative, Christian, capitalist perspective. Now, before Tim Bryce was with us in this past quarter hour, we were talking about a new voice in America's battle against political corruption. We were talking about what was happening in the ISIS raids against the Kurds and those people up there on the mountaintops, some 80,000 that may be still stranded. And one general already piped up to talk about it. Here's another general, General Jack Keane. He told Fox News a week ago that intensive airstrikes could stop ISIS, but ground troops would be needed to defeat them. He said, to take their initiative away from them, the president has to order the military to conduct offensive airstrikes where we could simultaneously attack ISIS in multiple locations. That would stop them. To defeat them and to push them back from current locations and to push them into Syria, we would need to support ground forces, he said. Keane went on and said, those ground forces could be the Kurdish army or the remnants of the Iraqi army that still has the will to fight, he said, adding it could also be Sunni tribes that are turning against ISIS. The air campaign should extend into Syria because that is where the entire logistical infrastructure of ISIS is. Now, a third general piped up, Major General Bob Scales. Also, he said the airstrikes by the U.S. were pinpricks and explained they were defensive in nature. He called for a concerted strategy to support the Peshmerga army. He said what we need is just one offensive campaign. Bloody their nose, allow Peshmerga to do it, and that'll take some of the air out of their sails because they're on a high right now in the Middle East, Scales told Fox News. He went on and continued, the U.S. has a huge opportunity with the Peshmerga forces since they were the only army left in that part of the Middle East willing to fight. These aren't American divisions attacking ISIS. It's the Peshmerga army that wants to take them on, and they're willing to fight, and we should do everything in our power to help them. Well, currently, there is a great controversy about the president's weak response to Kurdish requests for the fighting equipment they need to take on and defeat ISIS. Until just a few days ago, nothing more than small arms and ammunition were being sent to the Kurdish Peshmerga. In no way sufficient to take out tanks and artillery and armored troop carriers. The latest news is that Obama has authorized heavy weapons to be provided directly to the Kurds. But how many will actually be delivered and exactly when are unknown at this time. Well, there is a question. Is President Obama an Islamist? Retired military commander and former congressional lieutenant colonel Alan West appears to have grave doubts that the president will deliver all that the Kurds need to stop ISIS. Newsmax reported that West says Obama is an Islamist who is intentionally working against the security of the United States. West posted to his site, the only plausible explanation for many actions taken by President Obama and his administration is that they are working counter to the security of the United States of America. West cited the president's decision to release five senior Taliban members in the exchange for a sergeant, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, supplying weapons to support the Egyptian government led by the Muslim Brotherhood and negotiating with Hamas, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, in the Palestinian territories. West also criticized Obama's decision to suspend a ban in place since 1983 on Libyans attending U.S. flight schools and studying nuclear science. He argues, can anyone explain why this strategy and objective exists to lift this ban on a nation that is or should be on the terrorist watch list? Sorry, but I can only explain this one way. Barack Hussein Obama is an Islamist in his foreign policy perspectives and supports their cause. End quote. Well, the former congressman also criticized Obama's pivot away from the Middle East that seems to be nothing more than an opportunity to enable Islamists and their goals. Anyone supporting the Libyan ban being lifted is indeed an enemy of this state, the United States. It's one thing to call the president an Islamist, but what kind of Islamist is he? The answer might be too frightening for many Americans to face. Well, that's on the foreign front. We're going to now take John from Tennessee. John, welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right.
Good morning, Glenn. I want to point out some parallels and then ask a couple questions.
Sure.
You know, I'm wondering, first of all, you go to 2 Samuel. The Samuel was told by the people of Israel that they demanded a king. Samuel went to God, told him it wasn't he that they were acting, but rather God. And then he told Samuel, he warned him, and he said, well, tell them what they're going to get. They're going to get their young men running before the chariots, which is war. And from that point on, this entire world has been going to war, to the point where Christian nations, Glenn, have fought against Christian nations. And each side, before battle, believing that they were correct, would bend a knee to God and ask God for his help. Now, what I'm seeing now and what I'm wondering now, if America... And I'm sorry, but I don't believe our presidents are elected. I believe they're appointed. But in America, our presidents, are they nothing more? Here's the question. Are they nothing more than a king that we're calling a president? And we're seeing the result of that in war. We're using soldiers or soldiers to go impose the king's will, whether it's his personal will or someone above the king, above the presidency. And the other question is, as far as what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on with Obama, I wonder if he has ever said privately, like the Pharaoh did in Exodus chapter 1, let us deal wisely with them so that they don't outnumber us. I mean, I'm wondering, Glenn, if we're not seeing what it is, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man.
Good questions today. I appreciate each one of them, and let me see if I could respond, John. Thanks for your call. First of all, the king. No time in the history of our country, it has seemed, and I'm not going to go into great detail, has there been such a tyrannical president in that executive office? Prior to that, we have never even considered one as to be a king, although they have great power, and some of them had both the majority in the Senate and in the House, and so they were able to get everything they wanted pretty much based on the majority rule in the legislative branch as well as the executive branch. But Obama has gone beyond the pale. He has gone farther than anybody else, and he says, come and get me. Go ahead and try to stop me, because I'll just use the race card. He has that card, and nobody else had it in the past in such a way. So I think that this tyranny that we're seeing today is an aberration. However, it's destroying America, and that's exactly his plot. He is a puppet, in a sense, as well by the international banking system and the George Soroses of our world, who are funding this debacle and this divisiveness in America. And this is exactly what the Alinsky model is: divide and conquer, and then become the savior of the world. The second thing in the Middle East is he doesn't have any kind of leadership that he wants to take, because he's always looking over his shoulder at the Islams. He has the Muslim Brotherhood as czars in his cabinet, they're not a cabinet member, but they're unappointed. Just like you mentioned, some of these people that are elected, as you say, John, have been really appointed, or they've been chosen ones, and they'll do everything they can. And that's why I think the Tea Party today, John, is exemplary of the fact we're not going to put up with this PC. We're not going to put up with this appointed stuff, and we're not going to put up with the established Republicans. And that's why the established Republicans, who are appointing people to run in the primaries, appointing people and funding them to run against the Tea Party people, are even using corrupt ways, in order to get these people elected. And so we're seeing the corruption running rampant, and that's why we have to get all of these out of the way. I thank you, John, for that call. You can call folks at 800-313-9443, and we'd be happy to take your call too on the topics that we're dealing with, or if one that really is a pet peeve for you, it's 800-313-9443. Well, I want to play this about an update on the Ferguson, Missouri issue. This has gotten so bad. It's just going from bad to worse. And what is happening is that there are even liberals who are starting to come around and see it for what it really is. I want to play this very short clip. This particular clip now deals with the Meet the Press, Jason Riley, with black criminality and the statistics regarding it. We're going to tell you about that right after we come back from the break. So stay tuned. You're going to hear these next two clips that will blow your mind, and I hope activate us and awake us. We'll be back after this.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies, they will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. I've coined the phrase, Righting the Right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum, the very place our founding fathers lived. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for reformation. Now the I stands for integrity. Political corruption, moral decay, patriotic disloyalty, and open dishonesty run rampant in our country today. The leftists from the presidency to the media unabashedly use harsh criticism based on lies to demean the character of the constitutional conservatives. Character assassination is the norm of the day. Overt acts of bribery and theft are left unpunished. Our president's sarcasm is disingenuous and unprecedented. This is intolerable, my friends. Integrity must rule the day, or trust in God and country is not possible. I'm part of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show. Join us with integrity, and let's keep righting the right.
Join yours truly, Glenn Pav, with my co-host every Tuesday at 9 a.m. That's MD Plus, the future of healthcare. Their mission statement says it all. We will stay true to the ideals and creative energy that began the company. Provide the highest level of quality and service possible with respect to all aspects of company operations. Instill integrity and opportunity in our industry through leading by example. We are the guardians of this industry and will set the standard by which all others measure their success. Look us up on the web at docandmeds.com. They are a 24-hour-a-day telemedicine company whose members have unlimited access to their nationwide medical support team with a simple phone call. Licensed physicians are available for all non-emergency medical concerns. Their doctors prescribe medication. Their medical team answer medical questions with a licensed physician in your state with 24/7 on-call solutions. So join us every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. And remember, the doctor is always in.
And welcome back to this last portion of the first hour on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. To gain more information about us, you can go to writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. Download podcasts, see what's happening for this week. We've been talking about the ISIS situation. We've been talking about Barack Obama and the lame duck problems and how he's acting. And we're talking about his kingship. And the way in which he leads, or lack of leadership that he shows, and also his strategies. But now in Ferguson, we see exactly that happening once again. He'll come back and talk about Ferguson because it's a race issue that the media is supporting him on. And, of course, he'll talk about that. But he won't go and visit a two-star general, his funeral in Arlington, or have anybody support it this week from the Defense Department, or the vice president of our country to go there, or the secretary of state to go and be present there and give their sympathy toward the family. No, they won't do that, but they'll come back for Jefferson. Now, Jefferson is not it is a volatile place, understandably so. But I want you to hear this. This is on Meet the Press this past week. Andrea Mitchell was on, and Jason Riley, who's an ultra-leftist, talked about a bigger issue that Ferguson is bringing up. Let's play cut one.
I don't want to litigate this in the press, that the officer used excessive force. I think he should be prosecuted. But at the same time, let's not pretend that our morgues and cemeteries are full of young black men because cops are shooting them. The reality is that it's because other black people are shooting them. And we need to talk about black criminality. Blacks are only 13% of the population, but they're 50% of homicide victims in this country, and 90% of those victims are killed by other black people.
Well, that is a statistic, my friend, that we have to be repetitive about. Okay, 13% of our country are blacks, but 50%, almost five times amount of homicides are done with respect to blacks. And 90% or 9 out of 10 who are killed by other black people. Black on blacks, 90% of those that are killed are black on blacks. Did I mention there the police? No, because here's the situation. When the people of the statisticians talk about that 80% of all the black and white crime are whites are the victims. 80%, only 20% the victims were black. Now, when it comes out that the victim was a black, what they do is they take the other 20% and they say that the Hispanics are not white, and so they divide that group out of that, and so they differentiate that. So the statistic isn't the same on both sides, is what I'm saying. Now, this is unbelievable. If 80% of the crimes of a black and white crime that were done, the victim was a white person, and it was done by a black person, you don't hear that in the media. That's not an opportunity for racism, because a black can't be a racist in their minds. And the media supports that. And Eric Holder, the attorney general, who is a strong racist in this way as well, demonstrates that in his actions. So if there are 100% then being done, victims being white and black, it's almost 0% that a white policeman or law enforcement officer kills a black person. Now, we're finding out more reasons as we speak about this Jefferson, Missouri debacle, and he robbed, and we also know he had marijuana in his body, and he was robbing for the cigars that what they do is they hollow out those cigars and they put marijuana in them and smoke them that way. That's probably what he was going to do with that, his intent, but he already had marijuana. So not only was he a robber and then he was roughing up the store man, but it was also filled with marijuana. And this man was unstable in this. Now, he was not clean, as we would say. He wasn't innocent of this shooting whatsoever. And then he runs away from being under the confines of the officer in this. So there's much to be told about this. But there is another great rant by a black person. This one is a little longer. It's about 6.5 minutes long. You've got to hear this. This is a cut by a black man who goes on in an epic rant against the Ferguson rioters. Let's play cut two.
Hey everyone, it's Jonathan. I just want to get straight to the point about this Michael Brown incident. Let me tell you something, and I said this before. What we're doing out here is not helping. Us rioting, looting, burning down donut shops and stores and everything else, liquor stores, Shenanay's hair salon for the extensions, this is not helping. Us acting a fool out here because we pissed off at the police is not helping. I said this before and I said again, change is not going to come until we change it. You understand what I'm saying? This is not helping. Change isn't going to come until we change it. All we know how to do is march and ride and loot. This is not helping. What you guys are out here doing is not helping. And I hate to say this, but I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, imposing to what you want to hear. All we know how to do is blame the police and white folks for our actions. That's all we know how to do is blame police and white folks. They mistreating us. They beating on us. Oh, slavery still exists. Oh, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm not going to tell you and tell you we going to march. We going to do this. We going to do that. I'm going to tell you, damn it, let's change. Let's change as black people. When is this going to stop? When? How are our children supposed to grow up when we out here acting a stone fool? How are our kids supposed to grow up when we out here acting stupid? How? How? Even the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 2, verse 3, God said, we have toiled this mountain long enough. We have toiled this mountain long enough. 40 plus years they spent in the wilderness. It's been over 50 years since we sang that song, We Shall Overcome. Hell, when are we going to overcome? When? That was 50 plus years ago, and all we doing is going around in circles. Going around in circles. You activists out there, you civil rights leaders, all of a sudden Black Panthers, NAACP come out the woodworks. They just came out of nowhere. We don't want justice. We want justice. No justice, no peace. That's all you see. No justice, no peace. Shut up. When there was 60 plus shootings in Chicago a few weeks back, where were you? Nowhere to be found. A few weeks later, it was 47 drive-bys in one weekend. Where were you? Nowhere to be found. When Lil Ray Ray kills Lil Lukey, where were you? Nowhere to be found. Okay, when them little girl was shot when she was riding her tricycle in the front yard and stray bullets hit her, where were you? Nowhere to be found. Police beat up on a black man. Oh, slavery still exists. Slavery still exists. Oh, shut up. Because I hate to say this, and I know this is going to piss a lot of people off. All the incidents I've seen, all the brothers was resisting arrests and causing trouble. Okay? Hate to tell the truth. Hate to tell the truth. Because I want to debunk that myth as far as being young and black and mistreated. I'm young, black, I drive a brand new BMW and live in the valley. How many encounters have I had with the police? Many. How many times has it got out of control? None.
Well, there you have it. There is a rant that goes on for a little longer. We've actually aired that last week on the Glenn Pav Show. It's just amazing. And we just want you to understand that there are blacks who are disgusted with this as well as whites because justice is not happening. We're going to come back for the second hour, and we're going to talk about another solution to the problem here of Obamacare, MD Plus Health Insurance Alternatives with our co-host Marusa and Dan and their special guest. So stay with us on the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right.
If you'd like to learn more about Writing the Right and the Glenn Pav Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Pav, your Patriot host, saying, keep writing the right.